Chapter 1. The Horseman. Sleep eluded me. Somehow I felt the evening was far from over. There was a strange, almost electric anticipation in the air, sort of like the feeling you get when coming into a familiar room and there's something different about it. You look around to see if you've been burglarized or if someone else is in the room. But when you find that all seems to be in order, you ascribe the impression to your imagination. I lay a long while in the dark of my room, pondering the strangeness of the events that had brought me to this place in my life. I remembered the wonderful time I had with Jamal in Trigon, and I longed to spend another day in the heavenlies. Slowly, the warm waters of sleep dissolved my thoughts, and I began to drift off. There is a world of mystery and timelessness in that twilight between the conscious and the subconscious, in that quiet, undefined zone between wakefulness and dreams. At first, I could not make out what the sound could be. The pounding approached until it seemed nearly upon me and then suddenly stopped. Only an animal's snorting and heavy breathing could still be heard somewhere close by, very close, in the darkness. I felt the eerie chill of goosebumps and that clammy sensation you get when you realize that you're not alone in some dark and solitary place and know you're being watched by unseen eyes. I turned my head in the direction of the noise, but saw nothing save the dark shadows of my own room. My imagination must be feeding me misleading information. Could there be anything or anyone there? For I live on the fourth floor of the building.
"Show yourself," I called out somewhat hesitantly. "What is it that you want with me?"
Then, before my eyes, the darkened wall of my room receded like frost on a window pane, revealing what appeared to be a passageway or tunnel-like entrance leading off to another place, coexistent to my own. This other world, however, was vastly different from the world I had visited in my previous adventure. This world was darker, fraught with fears and hidden perils. In short, it gave me a feeling of utter dread to behold. Alien and foreboding as it initially appeared to be, there was something hauntingly familiar about it. It was as though some part...